Friday night in playoff football, week 11, it was 7th-ranked Garaway winning in dominant fashion over 10th-ranked Mineral Ridge by the final score of 49-7 to move on to the regional quarterfinals. After the ensuing kickoff that was fumbled by the Pirates led to the lone score by Mineral Ridge, a 6-yard touchdown run by Tanner Sharp. It was all Garaway after that. The Pirates would get 3 scores in the first quarter. Matthew Fry had 2 touchdown runs. Fry an 80-yard touchdown run in the ensuing play, along with an 8-yard touchdown run. Also, it would be quarterback Grady Miller connecting with his wide receiver, Colson Cumberly, on a 15-yard touchdown pass. And Garaway, just like that, led 21-7 after the first quarter. 3 more scores by the Pirates came in the second quarter. Back-to-back touchdown passes by Grady Miller to Micah Yoder, as he would connect with Micah Yoder on the 44-yard touchdown pass, followed by a 60-yard touchdown pass as well. 3 touchdown passes in the first half by Grady Miller, and then that would be followed up by another touchdown run by Matthew Fry, and a 1-yard touchdown run gave Garaway a 42-7 lead at the half. And one more score came with 2:14 to play in the third. Matthew Fry, his 4th touchdown run of the day, a 17-yard touchdown scamper by Matthew Fry, and Garaway goes on the win by the final margin of 49-7 over Mineral Ridge. In all, Garaway ran for 220 yards on the ground and 240 yards passing through the air for the Pirates offense. Matthew Fry had 14 carries, 168 yards on the night, along with those 4 touchdown runs. Garaway with the win, they improved the record to 9-2. They won 4 straight. They will play at second-ranked Crestview next Friday night in the Division 6 Region 21 regional quarterfinals. With the loss, Mineral Ridge will end their season with a record of 7-4, and on a 2-game losing streak, they have lost now 3 of their final 4 games to close out the year. Again, the final score in playoff football from Garaway, it was Garaway 49, Mineral Ridge 7, the Pirates moving on to take on Crestview next Friday in Week 12. Reporting for WKLM Sports, I'm Matt Croy.